get so conditioned that if we don't have the tape recorder, we forget. We are affected by Kali Yuga. But every time we hear again and again, we capture more and more. Sometimes I listen to the tapes that
there
you...
There is nothing to learn from me. You know everything. You are so qualified.
As you translated in your Jiva Dharma, everything is there in the heart, but we need the Radini Shakti and the Samvit Shakti to bring it out, and that's coming from your mercy.
You are nearer to Radini Shakti than me.
Oh, funny. I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions. When Aditya asked you about her deity worship, you said that... You said that the Goswamis did Bhav Seva, not Archan. Could you explain what is this Bhav Seva deity worship?
In Bhajan Bhakti, devotees do Archan. And it is essential for them to do Archan. Even Sati does Seva to Gurudev, it is also under Archan. To cook, to serve Vaishnava, everything is Archan. But gradually, when he has some greed towards Radhan Gavadev, then gradually it is transferred into bhav. Then Archan becomes house. We try to do bhav seva. Sanatana Goswami erected temple, and there he Prakashitya manifest.
Revealed? Established?
Established Madan Mahanji. So many cows. Yes. And then lie. He brought. And so many kinds of preparations there. Very given to Thakurji, Madan Mahanji. So many Brahmins were engaged to do sadhusa. So many sadhusa. So many land were
cultivated.
Dauphanyai. They're taking the sad, sabji, salt. Everything was
grown.
Fruits, vegetables, and everything. And very good management was done. And Sanatana Goswami left it all in the hands of Pujari. And the Pujari were given monthly something.
Yes. Salary.
Huh?
Salary.
Salary. The salary. No salary, but some donations, lands, and other things have been given. So that their families could be maintained. And Sanatana Goswami, after establishing everything, he left at all. And doing bhava. He Radhe, he Lalite, he Vishakhe, where are you? And bhava astakalin, astakalin lila.
The times of the day of the past times.
In his heart. Always weeping, sometimes walking, sometimes rolling in earth.
sometimes in
Radhakund, sometimes in Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon, Bhakshana, always. One night is one on the tree. And remembering the past time we held under that tree. Always in Bhurke, Bhurade, Vairade, Bhurade. This is awesome.
Now Raghunath Das Goswami had the Giri Govardhan and still he was doing the Bhav Seva. So how did he do both? What did he do in relation to his deity?
When I used to know that Giriraj Govardhan is Krishna and
Gunjamala.
Gunjamala is Radhika. Both is second. Sometimes on the top of the ear, eyes, sometimes on head, sometimes ear. Always dipping, making dust from his ears, always.
From his tears?
Always.
But he never like put, because I thought he worshipped Giri Govardhan with Ganges
Om
water
Krishna
and...
Om Krishna Namah. Om Krishna Namah.
No.
Always knowing that Radha is Radha and Krishna. And always mentally and heartily doing. Sometimes it may be that he may give some flowers, but he always treated it that they are Radha and Krishna.
Sometimes our devotees...
In the morning he is saying that Shyamala has come. And Srimati Radhika is telling her, oh, it is good morning, Shubhat. Prabhat, you know? What do you know?
Not much.
Shubhat. Because you have come here, so it is good morning. This morning is good. Because you have come and I have seen you. My Asha Saru. Asha tree, Asha means
Yeah. Tree.
Is growing. Lips are very green. And Sakhis are giving water in the root of that Asha Saru. Growing so but no fruit. When fruits will come, he is remembering these things. And the Shyamala is giving answers. Oh, this tree is so astounding. Ashchajajala. Astounding. The roots are going on, and so green, this tree is. It is full of manjaris, it is full of fruits, full of written fruits. So good smell is coming. And you are testing it daily so much. There are so many symptoms in your body has come. But yet you are telling that fruits are not in tree. Srimati Radhika tells that what are the symptoms? I don't know. I have not seen fruits. There are no fruits at all. See, then the fruits are very golden now. And the full of so much rasa. Rasa, you know?
Taste. Juice.
Juice. Only juice and juice are there. But that juice, your eyes have been colored in red. By testing here, there had been first.
Dimba fruit. Dimba fruit, red lips.
Red lips.
Oh, red lips.
कुछ भाव जैसा हो गया खाते खाते so much rush comes out that it has gone for you. There are so many signs there. Yet you are telling that I have not seen fruits. When she told Srimati Radhika, I have become mad. I don't know. I have one time I have seen that like in very, very Andhakar Rat night. Then there is rainy season. And Amoshya Rat in
Amoshya. Without moon.
What?
Without a moon. At night, but there's no moon. Yeah. No moonlight. Dark.
So dark. And clouds are there in the sky. So more dark.
Uh-huh.
And there are tall trees everywhere. So more and
dark.
And rain is falling. So more dark. More dark. And in the meantime, thunderbolt prakashit hua.
Lightning.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
And in a second, a thousand part of a second, it can end it. Just so little.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, I see Krishna, I saw but like this. And then in a night, dark night, we thunderbolt we see, then chakasham na lag jata hai. Aap pajald ho jati. Eyes become pajald. Understand?
Puzzled. Your eyes become bewildered, you get confused about what you're seeing.
Nothing is seen more. If there is thunderbolt, no thunderbolt, then everything we see something. But if we see lightning, and after that, we cannot see.
You can see 2 minutes.
They are blinded.
Yes. Light. I have seen, but I am puzzled so that Vakasankhachara also dekho to hai. हमको जरूरत नहीं पड़ती तुम लोग सबसे जीव है But who am I? Who is he? What he did? What I felt? No memory, nothing. So these are thoughts.
So
any dasi is hearing and understanding all these things. These are thoughts.
And feeling separation. That when will I serve you in this?
In separation she is feeling. And in meeting Radhika and Krishna, she is feeling that I am also.
But I mean like Raghunath Das Goswami, who's doing the Bhav Seva, he's thinking of the pastime and praying, when will I serve you in these pastimes?
Now, pray something. We will not be there. When that Shakti will have, Uladani and Sambhi will come, and it will easy for us to remember all this. They will come as
far as seeking?
Very easily.
Mm.
But now if we will think and want to bring them in mere memory, it is very hard.
Mm.
So we should pray that Rajni come, Raghunath Das,
this is Bhav Seva, along with Vilap Krishnanjali.
Srimati Radhika is in Javad. Shyamala has gone. Now I had to make Bhav for Srimati Radhika to help her and to do Shingar. You know Shingar?
Decoration,
yeah.
Ornamentation.
Ornamentation.
Combing the hair, rings.
Keep all the ornaments. Shindu, Alta, all other things. And to cook, and to do everything according time to time. These are how. First, sakhis are ordering, and what I feel necessary to do, as they say. By and by, first pray, then try to hear more and more, try to make your heart to receive all this.
Sometimes devotees who are seeing you, when they chant their japa, they either meditate on how they're dressing the deities, or they're doing archana padati in their mind, manaseva, not praying, can I do it, but just meditating on doing it. Is this proper? It seems different from your instructions, although these people are also hearing from you.
But that I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Guru tells one thing. And 100 devotees here according to their path. And you, what they like. But if anyone's heart is so nearer to Gurudev, Siksha Guru or Diksha, they can understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said one thing. So many devotees have taken it according to their qualification. We should not try to anusaran karna. We have to anusaran karna. Try to follow, but not to anukarana or
imitating?
Don't imitate. Don't imitate. Uswami. According to our qualification, we should try to follow.
What would imitating be?
That I became any gopi.
Oh.
And doing like gopi.
Oh.
This is imitating.
Uh-huh.
And to pray for their mercy. And when we will have so qualified, we will be so qualified, that their mercy will come. And we can follow and serve like this. Like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, when a day will come that I can serve Srimati Radhika going to Avishar Shastri. Understand?
Avishar, I don't understand. What's Avishar?
Meeting.
Oh, help them. Get together. Help them with meeting.
Siddhartha, we are five trees and goes to meet Krishna in full moon. Like these all. So, Vishnu Chakravarti Goswami or all other Goswami pray that when a day will come that I will be so qualified that at that time I will follow and serve Sri Krishna and do my duty. These are prayers. These are anusara. And to be advanced like this,
At last time we were...
At all, Manan, you should see whether that grade has come actually. If grade is not there, we have to go down surely. In calm. So we don't want that. Very, as greed is there, very slowly, but steady should be. So that our mind should not go in calm. How high is? And that is why your Prabhupada, my Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Siddhanta Saraswati Sir, has the ordered disciples to do like that. Because that fruit has been seen Sahaja Baba, among Sahaja Baba, and also in our group also. They don't want to follow and practice. They want to be gopi and to do think and read all this. We should do according to our qualification.
In this commentary that we have of Vilakusmanjali that you said we could read, there are some excerpts that he quotes from Govinda Lilamrita. Is that okay to read those excerpts? You told us to read Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, translated by Swami Bhan. So I'm halfway through, and he's been discussing the different offenses in deity worship and the benefits of deity worship. So I'm confused because the deity, the Archivigraha deity, is Krishna, and when you put a garland on the deity, it seems like the Vaidhi Bhakti devotee is doing the service, and the Raganuga Bhakta is saying, I'm not doing the service, yet the Raganuga Bhakta is higher. So what's really happening?
You should do.
Do what?
I think that is Krishna and his sees Radha. You should worship. By doing so, good will come. And it will be thick and you will progress. We should do all by the bhakti anga. Anga means?
The different parts.
We should try to do all. And by doing so, our heart will be qualified to take all this.
But in the Vaidhi Bhakti Archan, you think that you're already doing the service.
But doing that service, you should think Raganuga.
How? If you,
how?
Raganuga is
as Mangalati is going on. Everyone is doing Archan. We can see that. All Lalita and Vishakha are doing it is morning. Narada and Krishna are now going to be separated. They are so much
lamenting.
Lamenting. And Lalita and Vishakha are
performing arti.
So many things. We will pray for their mercy at that all the things which occur in morning with Radha and Krishna should come in the morning. By the grace of Lalita, Vishakha and Jodhimaya. How they are waking Radha and Krishna. What seva they are doing at that time? And what they are thinking? How, when they are separating anything which is left on the base of Radha and Krishna, Rati Manjari brings it and gives it to Rukmanjari, and she gives to Srimati. Srimati is telling that who has brought it, and she knows he gives it, that heart or anything to that Paldedasi, and she becomes whole. So in Bhaji Bhakti, Bhakti will unmask, all will be done. And in that we will think of Adam.
So when the devotee is moving the lamp, what should they think they're doing by moving the lamp? Because they're not actually...
So remember that leela.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there is going on.
Mm. It's just to remind you.
That, actually that leela should manifest here.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will be there.
The devotees who are not on the level of Raganuga, the ones who are doing...
He will think like... He is bound to think
that I am doing this. That's just to attract him so
what
gradually.
What he's doing, but any Radha Muga is seeing everything will manifest in his heart according to Radha.
Mm-hmm.
In Jagannath, the priest is doing asan pujan of Jagannath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is weeping and seeing only Jagannath, not Jagannath, as a Patyandanandan Shah.
Mm.
They are doing what they are doing. Mm. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is thinking all that in Prajavita.
You told us once that the Manjaris, when they sweep in the different pastime places, they're weeping. Why are they weeping?
They can weep when Radha and Krishna meeting, seeing the scene, hearts become so melted. And when they see separation, they also be in both. If a child, after some time, meets her mother, mother becomes to be, and so much happiness. And when he does not see her child in separation, she be. So, in both ways, he can be. Symptoms of all the things like asasik bhav. Here in practice, in Dhumai, full of
smoke.
A smoke. Like that. But it is very, very good thing. If as a mice it comes, yes it is. If two or three drops of this comes, sorry, I have done today's samsara. And if they are not separation at the time of bhajan, we should think that we are so wretched, we are so down, that all these things are not coming. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told in his Sikshastra, Nainam Galadashu Dharaya Padam. So we should lament, and if really there is lamentation in our heart, this is
I'm so fallen that every time I lament and do the right thing, I get puffed up about it. Oh, I lamented, and then I lose everything.
Ah, we should not think like that. We have lamented, but it will give something pleasure. that time, we will say Gurudev that by your grace, not according to my qualification, by we have realized something by your grace. Then it will come and last time.
A few years ago, I started a book about my memories of Srila Prabhupada, about 5 years ago. But I wasn't a good writer, so I tried to get different good writers to edit it, but it always became worse. So yesterday, I got a package in the mail from one editor, and it was much worse than what I wrote, so I decided I'm going to have to do it myself because only I know what I mean. So, but then as I was looking at it, I could see that what I wrote at that time, I understand things a lot better now, but still my understanding is very limited. So I was wondering, should I not work on this book at all, maybe for a few years, till I get a better understanding of Prabhupada and then do the writing?
That is the case with you.
With you?
I think that I should write something. But I see that I can write after 1 year more. What I was thinking, now I'm thinking, I see that more progress. What I wrote yesterday, now I will have to correct it all. So I cannot write anything.
But everything that you do is perfect. Perfect and more perfect than most perfect.
But yet I'm so dumb.
But should I attempt to write the thing now? Or should I wait, actually?
You should do.
I don't know anything. You are my everything. You're my...
You can write so best.
You're my intelligence.
I cannot write like you. I like your writing.
No, seriously. Should I try to do it now, or should I wait till I get more realizations? Because it's several hundred pages. It's like 300 pages.
You can try.
Yeah. Should I do it now?
And what you will get us in future, you should do. And that, hey, Kotobaji, Kavara, Akshay, you have a Bhoto. Kahungi, you will be able to do it. Now I can, I'm not getting anything new. Talking and going.
You're always in Swarasiki Upasana, Maharaj. Unlimited pastime entering your heart at every moment. Not only that, you are the object of Upasana. You're the object of meditation.
There are so many problems. My heart is so like stone.
Asruta Rangabhajo, that's you, Maharaj.
I cannot be. I want to learn how to be.
The reason I asked about the book is because you told me to wait till I get more realizations for preaching.
I think that somewhat you have been changed.
I'm all dry, Maharaj.
Are you? are thinking somewhat more than what you used to think.
Very, very much more. Still nothing, but very much more.
I think. I've been changed.
Are you mercy?
More and more. Oh my. Beginning.
That's why, as you told me to wait for preaching till I have more realization, that's why I thought the book about my remembrance of Prabhupada should also wait.
Also. Mm-hmm. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
In preaching, you will realize new and new things.
Mm-hmm.
By telling all these things
mm-hmm.
to qualified person,
mm-hmm.
not to unqualified person.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you should only by the word. To chant Harinam, not to take ash and all these things, smoke and all other things, and all what you preach.
Mm-hmm.
Krishna is superior head, and there is Shakti in Krishna. Yeah. There are 10 kinds of Das Mool Siksha and Jaiva Dharma. We can preach all these things, but your spiritual master has told you. And this should be told and heard among a special devotee who has some taste in it, no thought. Try to read Srimad Bhagavatam with the explanation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. This will add more and more.
I mean the 10th canto.
Yes. I need to add, but especially the 10th canto. Regards with Gopi. Gopi Ghee, Jugal Ghee, Venu Ghee, Amar Ghee.
And the Vilapkus Manjali commentary, it says that the Manjaris are love personified. The Manjaris are love personified. They are the personification of love, the Manjaris. Personification.
Personification.
Personification. They are love in person. That the Manjaris, who serve Radhika, they are themselves love personified. Could you say something about that?
I'm not understanding.
Mm-hmm. Personified. Mm-hmm. Like Radhika is Mahabhav in person, the person of Mahabhav. Mahabhav personified. So the Manjaris are also love personified.
Ah. Srimati Radhika has so many bhava. Asta Sakhi has a special bhava or Asika. So any Manjari, maybe, has personified love of Radhika. As Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Shri Goswami Vilas Manjari, Sanatana Goswami, Lavana Manjari. They are all a special entity of their own. And they are personified love of Radhika in them.
Some aspect of her complete love they are? Is that what it is? They are some aspect, some part of her love?
Of Radhika love. That's the soul. I can't express fully in English this thing. If in Hindi,
right.
Oh, very
okay.
This is something lacking in me.
I'll try harder. Why does Tulsi Manjari address Radhika as Sham Jew? What does Sham Jew mean?
Shama Jew. Krishna is Sham.
Mm-hmm.
Radha is Shama, and wife of Radha.
A wife of Radha.
Not wife, but Priyatama of Krishna.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bihari ji. Biharini ji.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Uh-huh, like the Pathan sword.
Hare Krishna.
Right.
Why Bihari ji?
Because he's the personification of pastimes.
With Radhika is Bihari.
Uh-huh.
He does Bihar with Radhika. And Biharini. Biharini, who is Biharini?
Radhika.
Why?
Because she
does Bihar.
She does. He does pastimes with her, right?
Shyamaju, Shyam. Krishna, Krishna. Radha is Krishna. Krishna, Sri Mohan, Mohini. Mohini. Vrindavan Biharini. Vrindavan Biharini. Jugal Kishore, Jugal Kishore.
Madhav Madhavi. Do all the associates from Braj go with Krishna on his road show, his Prakat Leela to the different universes?
Again.
When Krishna does Prakat Leela in the different universes, do all the associates, all the Manjaris, everybody come to each universe? Like Rati Manjari is in every universe with Krishna and Radha. It's described in many places that Radha and Krishna are smeared with sandalwood or kumkum or a guru, and it says it's smeared on their body. So does this mean it's smeared on their body, or there are painted designs all over their body of sandalwood or kumkum or whatever? It says that Krishna has sandalwood. Oh.
Krishna
has sandalwood and guru and saffron smeared on his body. So is it that it's just smeared, or are there designs? Does somebody paint designs all over his body of these things? It says that Krishna has sandalwood, saffron, a guru, and Radhika also smeared on the body. Is it pictures on the body, or just globs of?
Oh, there are so much drawings there.
Drawings.
Beautiful kala.
Oh.
Kala, you know.
Artistic drawings.
Krishna has to do so much labor and practice to do one makari on the body of Srimati Radhika. And Sri Radhika also makes some pictures of all this.
On Krishna's body.
Sometimes Sakhas do. Sometimes Sakhi do. And it gives so much inspiration in their heart when painting.
Why?
I cannot make you realize, but I can realize. You also may realize, but it cannot be told.
Okay.
It will be but realize. Like Krishna, touch anything on the cheek of kapal of Srimati Radhika.
Mm-hmm.
And by this kapal, he, well, it is not good. Again I will say.
Mm-hmm.
But
he smudges it when he touches it.
And they become balls of like this.
Mm-hmm. Was,
Krishna makes, gives garland in the neck of Srimati Radhika. What becomes there?
It becomes crushed.
Huh?
Crushed. Smashed.
So many things go. So many things. She tells Krishna, don't do so. And he does. And there are so many things there. It cannot be told. Only you realize.
Well, I'd like to ask you, since you mentioned that I want to leave this fear, do you think there's something in my mind that's making me so sick? You were just joking.
Without any disturbance and without any check.
Also, do you think that I should not bother following this doctor in America, but I should see yours because there's some connection with you?
What?
Do you think, because you recommended a particular, a certain doctor, a doctor, because it's coming from you and you have connection with Srimati, should I not follow this other doctor but follow yours?
In what way you will be quite okay regarding your discussion? I was thinking that a doctor to solve and I was suffering from my stomach becoming so weak. Taking his advice, medicine according to him, I become relatively recovered. So I thought that if you were, your health is going to be bad, and if you sit down, but if you feel that you are better by that doctor, you can.
Okay, I'll try that and then come to this.
If you are not correct with this, then make a doctor, then you can come to me.
Okay.
I to
okay. Last time that we were here, you were beginning a Srimad Bhagavatam class with these devotees, and you invited us to stay. We couldn't, we said no because we can't speak Hindi yet. But should we stay anyway to pick up here and there or not?
Always know by knowing all these siddhant, bhakti siddhant, and following, you will be able to preach more and more, and you will be qualified to preach more and superior. So you are not going to check your stop your preaching. So I think that if I will help and he will learn some of these things, it will be good to devotees to preach more and more.
So I have to spend more time learning Hindi then so I can attain
those things. What do you think, Prabhupada?
Okay. You said that we should only be, well, we are only interested in Radha's relationship with Krishna, but I feel offensive because, say, when I'm reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the qualities of Krishna that inspire the Bibhav ecstasies, that I only like to read the pastimes where Radha is involved. So is this offensive if I quickly go through the pages until I find Radha's name and then read those?
Don't do so. Otherwise, you will not reach the goal. Everything where Radhika's name is not there, yet the pastimes of Krishna is only to such Radha. Everything. In morning he goes to milk cows. Why he goes? Their Radhika's name is not there. Why he is going?
So that Radhika can look from her house to see him.
And he will see. So everything, why he is going to her?
So he can sneak off and go meet Srimati at Radhakund.
There is not meant that he is going with Radhika.
Right.
If you search there that time, Radhika name, you will not find there.
But sometimes it mentions his pastimes with the Pandavas, like giving his quality of Dhirodat, it may mention a quality with the Pandavas. So
no. It is to make understand the devotees. He should know everything. What is fire he should know. What is water he should know. Then he will cook. He should know everything, wrong and right. So that he cannot make wrong, he should do right. What is right, what is real, he should both know. Then he will be able to know that what is truth, what is right, what is wrong, what is right. So, we should know the aim and object of concept and also know Dalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Siddham, Subal, Sakha, Nanda, Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudeva. We should know the difference between Nanda and Yashoda and Vasudeva.
You told us some time ago that we should learn the technical terms so that when you speak to us, we can understand. So in reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, about Tila Kinshit, Vilas, Lalit, Alankar, there seems to be a lot of overlapping.
At first you should know what is Advaigyan? No? What is Advaigyan?
Is that like Akshintya Veda Veda Shakti?
What is Akshintya Veda Veda? The terms about Jeev. Nitya Baddha, Nitya Mukta, Evam, and Anadi Baddha. These are all terms. We should begin from here. And then, in the end, when we have some taste and some greed towards only Radha Dasya, then we will know what is Kilkinchit and what is all these things. Otherwise, we will be deceived.
In what way?
Huh?
Deceived in what way?
In every way. Maya will come in place of all these things.
We have studied the terms anadi, jeev, anitya, abhara,
the pratishti.
What is that?
With realization. And then we feel that all these things, greed, then as Vijay Kumar and Brajana, they began their bhakti. We should do like this. More chanting, more hearing, more all these things. Practicing one state and it is finished, then second state. When it is finished, third state. By and by.
Although you told us to read those parts from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu now about the different ecstatic symptoms.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we will find only Sang, Dasya, Sakha, Basan, Nol, Kilkinchit, and all these.
That's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
No, this is in Malini, Ujjwal Nilmani.
Well, Prabhupada, our Prabhupada quotes it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Chaitanya, it has been given. Not fully, but
something.
Only some phrase.
Like the Vyabhacharis and the Anubhavs is discussed.
We know what they are.
Right.
No? Then try to make it in our heart as your own.
How?
This is the problem. This is it. How? We are water. We are sugar. We are lemon. We are gulab jal, rose water. Everything is there. I took 1 kilo of sugar and 1 bottle of gulab jal, gave, and 2 drops of water I made. Will it be rus? No, it will be not. Everything has been given, but water is not given sufficient. What is given sufficient only? A little sugar has been given. No rush. So you will have to give in proportion. How to give? This is.
So we should read some of the.
Read, and we should practice, we should hear. It is most essential to hear from our seniors, to read ourselves. To read ourselves will not do so much. We can help. But with anubhuti,
realization,
with the realization, if another other superior, senior, and rasik vaishnava tells anything, you will gallop thousand years, but you will think you will gallop thousand years at a gallop. Understand?
So if I have a choice, it's better to, and I'm not here, it's better to listen to your tapes than to read something.
I'm not listening to listen by only any other superiors. Yes.
Okay.
You have any sabda, good sabda, hey.
So it's better to hear tapes than to read the books.
If you cannot hear, you are so much far away for any reason. At that time, we should read also. And again, after reading, we should take lesson from any Siksha Guru.
Um, in the commentary of Vilap Kusmanjali, it says that Vilap Kusmanjali, it says that Gopi comes from Goop, or protecting, so Radhika is always protecting Krishna's senses. Like when he lifted Govardhan Hill, she made everything easy for him by arranging everything. Can you explain that further?
This explanation is true, but...
Oh, okay.
Because Srimati Radhika is Shakti.
In text number 17 of Vilap Kusmanjali, we have two different translations. So I wanted to see from you which is more correct. The verses Atisu Lalita Lakshakvista Sobhagya Mudra Tatibir Adika Tustya Chiniti Krita Bahu. O Queen, whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other translation is, whose fair complexion is like the pride of yellow turmeric with scratch marks on it, as though the yellow turmeric, the beauty of the yellow turmeric includes scratch marks. I couldn't understand. One says, O Queen, whose fair complexion... Queen, whose fair complexion scratches with its nails the pride of... Like when Krishna scratches Radhika. Scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric. And the other one is that whose fair complexion resembles yellow turmeric with a scratch mark on it.
What?
With a mark of a nail on it.
On what?
On the turmeric. I couldn't understand it.
Turmeric means
haldi.
Haldi. Turmeric. Tumor. Tumor means haldi. T-U-M-A-R-A-T. What is the difference between two?
One says that her complexion scratches with its nails the pride of yellow turmeric, as though it was defeating the pride of the yellow turmeric. And the other one says that it resembles yellow turmeric that has a nail mark on it. And it didn't make sense unless you can make sense out of it. What is
that? You know, turmeric?
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
Haldi.
Turmeric.
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 Yeah.
T-U-M-E-R-I-C.
No, E-R. D-E. T-T-T.
T-U-M-E-R-I-C. Haridra. Haridra. Haridra is in color. You know, you have seen? It is
not right, not written. If you do like this, I spread like this name, then it is so good, really. The body, the color of Srimati Radhika body is like that, more than that. Not dry turmeric.
But it is green.
Green. Not green.
The root.
So here telling is that.
Dinmana kacha, you
know. Or we can take it that if a man scratches a tamarind with this, any scratches lines comes. So here Krishna can do like this to Srimati Radhika. So these scratches are more thousand times beautiful than that. He is remembering. Next, right?
Yeah, the others.
Other meanings?
Yeah, you seem to have covered the different meanings.
Srimati Radhika has in his this feet. This is feet. Lower part of his
toe.
Jaw, you know?
Jaw?
Like wheat. Just like wheat.
Like wheat?
Wheat.
Gombit.
Wheat.
Wheat, you know?
Wheat for bread?
Yes.
Yeah. When it is wheat, not
not flour.
Like this. Jaw is also like wheat. Something long. Yeah. It is so much used for medicine. Brahma first has done it. So Srimati Radhika has some chin of this jaw.
Symbol of jaw.
Oh, symbol.
On her toe.
Oh.
Here.
Oh.
And in face. Everywhere jaw. And swastikin, you know?
Like that.
Swastikin. Ankush. See?
Gold. Gold. Gold.
Gold.
For driving elephant.
Driving elephant.
And this thing, Dhanushbaan. And so many things, such things, kinds of all sandals she has in it. And she is remembering that when Srimati Radhika is in Swadhinbhartrika. You know Swadhinbhartrika?
No.
When Krishna is serving Radhika, according to his will, then Radhika is ordering that you are Upadena. You are
not done it properly.
You have cleaned my all these red colors. You should again
you have removed
by your head.
So you have to put it again.
So now again you should put it. Then he is going to put And sometimes it takes here, sometimes in here. Sometimes was it praying. And this comes here on head. So, this is the Sobhagya Pradhika, function of Pradhika. And that is why Krishna is at that time. Vashibhuta of Srimati Radhika, praying. Vashibhuta is under control of Srimati Radhika. So, this is very key Radhika. When he was ordering me, Mane Rati Manjari, Tulsi Manjari, that Krishna does not know how to make it so good. He is doing so much labor, but yet his hands are not fit. They are trembling. So useful. So she takes the kuli. Kuli means?
Brush.
Brush. From Krishna's hand. And she is to ask Krishna what becomes of Krishna's face. And then he himself, herself, Rati Manjari, begins to do it. He is seeing towards Krishna, how he makes his mouth, and she does this. So Srimati Radhika became angry and gave his feet here to Dasi. Dasi became so pleased that she has punished me. And by punishing, has given half. Half, you know? Seven. That you are my Dasi. So he says, so much pleased. So he is remembering this past time. And now he has Abhiman, pride, that she has given me Shambhu. So I am his Pakka Dasi. Pakka Dasi, you know?
Very nice servant.
Papa, I'm stamped.
Oh, stamped? Oh, stamped servant.
If anything is without a stamp, then code, no value.
Right.
If they have a stamp, then they have had some value.
Uh-huh.
Now I am some
value. Right.
If Krishna will tell that, who are you? I will tell that I am Radha. Because, see my stamp.
Gurudev diye che T U R A E R I C turmeric.
Now understand?
Ankush.
Do you want a stamp?
Yes, seed stamp.
No, Radha.
Radhika stamp too. One devotee asked you that do ladies have a better chance with Raganuga Bhakti because their heart is soft? And you said no, because generally ladies are not so strict. So how can I become more strict to become more qualified?
By Papa Siddhanta, according to Papa Siddhanta, understanding?
The conclusion of
Siddhanta, Vaishnava Siddhanta,
mm-hmm.
Vaishnava theory. We are neither lady, neither
nor male.
Right. Men.
Neither male nor female.
We are not Brahmin, not Abrahmin, non Brahmin. We are not sannyasi, we are not Brahmachari, we are nothing of this sphere. So in mind we should know that we are the servant of Srimati Radhika. Or like what? So if we have great then we should do accordingly. If that not great, then we will have to do with poison. This is it. But generally it is seen that there is they can wait at once. They can fire at once. And melts steady and form. For sadhak it is at first it is required. But they should be served after that. So both qualities are required.
In the Vidagdha.
See that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu however. Very few ladies in here. Very few ladies. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Ji Goswami, all the six. After that, Raya Ramananda, Sarupa Damodar, and all others were of this mind. That we are at Radha. We don't, you should not be Hatok Samatho.
Disappointment.
Everyone has adhikar to go into. Those who are qualified more, whether they're dating maybe, or health lady, they are qualified to go. How to talk dejected? Don't be dejected. At first we go. Hopeless.
In reading Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu,
after you read, you should try to Jagadhar at first. And then, not your Prabhupada edition. This will not do.
What, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu?
It is in very short, not in detail, in brief, not in. It is not fully Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. But it is a
summary.
So, to read it, vistar,
detail,
you have to walk through the real Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Van Maharaj has written only Purva Vibhaga, not author. But it will help.
But Prabhupada didn't like us to associate with Ban Maharaj. Prabhupada did not like us to associate with Ban Maharaj.
You are not going to associate Ban Maharaj, but you are going to associate Rupa Goswami.
Where can we get that translation?
You want to go for anyone in this?
You have?
No.
Where we can get?
Yes. You can read Jagadharma, some detail is there. And you can read your Prabhupada edition, and where it is something, or doubt anything, and I will elaborately tell
you. But do we need to read the first half of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, or can we start with part two?
First, read Purva Sadhana. What is Sadhana? And then read.
Okay.
And do Sadhana accordingly. Without that, you cannot go and think.
What do you mean by Sadhana in this connection?
It is written in Jagadha.
You mean Raganuga Sadhan or?
Chant Harinam. With so much affection involved. Always thinking all the things which we should aim. How to serve Radha? How Raghunath Das Goswami has prayed in Vilas Kushmanjali, Rupa Goswami, in all other hymns, Ashtaka and Brahma. And say,
in Vidagdha Madhava, there is a mention that Radhika appears to be jealous of Lalita and Vishakha. She says, I have seen Krishna's peacock feather on your flower pastime bed, and she seemed to be angry. Can you explain this? Because they are best friends.
It needs no explanation. It needs only to remember.
I don't follow.
Not following?
Because why should Radharani be angry or jealous with her best friend?
This is your art. Sometimes.
It's just playing.
If it is not so, their friendship will not be so deep. Sometimes it should be like this. If quarrel between Radha and Krishna is going on, why not with Vishakha and Lalita?
I see. Okay. Do you have any questions?
Understand something?
Something.
Something?
Something is better than nothing.
Let's see.
You are both. Yes. You are coming. There may be any fact that he should be jealous with you. But there is no jealousy at all. There is praise. And it looks like that. There is no jealousy or irsya between Lalita and Vishakha and with Radhika. But it seems like Radha tells that I am not qualified, but you both are so much qualified. So Krishna goes to you and he does, she does like all the things. Sometimes she is so angry with Lalita. Manusha Narad doesn't like so. Don't like so. He gives some samples on the bed of Lalita, and so did to Radhika, that here is Krishna, how it came. And she began to weep and not to speak with Lalita. After some time, Lalita told that, why you are so much angry with me? Then anyhow, she told that, I have seen Krishna feathers there. Narada has given me, and I have kept it to make you see that Narada has given me this. Krishna has not really come here. And he gives so many facts to Radhika. Then Radhika starts. Actually, Lalita is not doing anything wrong. But yet, there comes anything which arises the Krishna affection, love for Radhika and Lalita both.
Some devotees say you don't like us to come on Ekadasi or Dvadasi. Is that true? You prefer that we do not come?
Everything is true and everything is not true.
Not true. Okay. Okay.
They don't want that. They should, you should come. You should never come here. Because you take all their time. I also think that my all time goes. I could not do bhajan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you have so much grit, you should come. And if you have not grit, then you should not come. I was thinking that today is Ekadashi, no one will come and disturb.
Guru John said he was planning to come this afternoon.
No, he should come Trayodashi.
Trayodashi.
Very busy then. Now.
Be busy.
Oh.
Ayurvedic medicine.
Right.
Mask. Uh-huh. Mask and opposite to you.
Okay, so I'll come tomorrow at 7 then.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
They will be busy.
Okay.
We have to go with you.
Okay. Okay.
If you are not taking medicine, then you can come. And follow this all upadesh.
Okay.
Understanding?
Uh-huh, instruction. Okay.
This is temple.
You? Oh, this body.
The
temple.
This temple. Where Radha Krishna should be served. So we should also look after it. As we look after our clothes, so that it may not be dirty. So our this physical body should not be dirty. Not so that we cannot worship Krishna. So this is it.